ทุกคน CNN กำลังโทรหาพี่นะตอนนี้เรื่อง Apple ที่พี่ทำคลิปไป Hello
Okay, just hang there. I'm with
him now. Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking our call in such a short notice.
Absolutely. I'm honored that CNN would reach out. Definitely very happy to talk about this particular topic.
We saw you were very passionate about this. So you did mention that the promo felt like it was back in the 70s. It was depicting Thailand 7 years ago, or maybe like 50 years ago. What kind of scene gave you the idea? And can you describe to me the details that sort of support your argument in this?
Absolutely. So for me, from the perspective, let's say, of someone who has lived in Thailand for many, many years now, this ad to me really struck me as a failure on Apple's part. As someone who has lived in Bangkok for many years, Bangkok, including the airport, Suvarnabhumi Airport, is wildly modern in many, many ways. In fact, more modern than I would say the vast majority of Western, you know, airports. The Suvarnabhumi Airport, which is the main international airport in Bangkok, is very modern. It's massive. It's huge. But the airport shown in the Apple ad look nothing like Suvarnabhumi. Even Don Mueang, which honestly is another airport in Bangkok, which is the second biggest in Bangkok, still looks much better than the airport that was depicted in the ad. So that was my first question, which is, okay, why does the airport look so horrible? But as the ad progressed, what we saw was the same theme, which to me looked like Thailand 30 to 40 years ago, was continually shown throughout the ad, whether it be the cab that they took, right? Which I've never seen, honestly, I've lived in Thailand for years. I've never seen a cab that looked that bad before. Even the driver, honestly, and his mannerisms. That's not how Thai people act. If we're going to make a video about a country, say, you know, or for example, shoot an ad in Thailand, at the very least, it should depict the reality of what the country looks like, instead of taking us back 30 years.
What I want to ask, there is this scene, you know, one of the characters arrived at the airport and then he lost his luggage. He was talking with this guy, a local man, and then he just went, I'm happy. Does it bug you that there is this scene?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I would say, for me, when I looked at that first scene in the ad, my experience living in Thailand is that Thailand is incredibly safe when compared to the United States, right? Walking down the road, I mean, I'm not sure if you've been here before or not, but I never feel at risk. And that's one of the most wonderful things about Thailand for me. Of course, there are places you can go in Bangkok, obviously, where, you know, you have to be careful and it is dangerous. But generally speaking, I feel very safe in Thailand. And so even just the first part of the ad where, you know, he immediately lost his bag, that to me was like, oh, well, okay, I've never experienced that. Like, so there were so many points. Even honestly, the attendant whose name was Happy, I mean, honestly, that's not even a Thai name, right? So for me, just looking at this from my perspective, I feel like there was very little homework done on Apple's part. What are people's names? What are common names in Thailand? I mean, I really do want to use this opportunity just to project so that the world understands. And I think this is very, I just want to reiterate this. Thailand is a modern, safe, beautiful country. And I want, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of really what I want to say. And I hope that people, you know, who may have seen the Apple ad, who feel like, oh, Thailand looks like it sucks. I just hope that they don't misunderstand that, no, in reality, if you were to come to Bangkok, you'll see it's wildly modern, extremely modern, beautiful. People are wonderful. And it's a safe country. So I guess that's the main messaging I wanted to get out. When you look at other Apple ads, or even this particular ad, at the very beginning, when the setting is the United States, there's a different coloring scheme, right? So as a creator myself, as a content creator, right? The coloring scheme in the United States is super great, right? Modern, the room is super beautiful. But as soon as you hit Thailand, the coloring scheme changes, right? And so for me, looking at that, I feel like, wow, like, is that a purposeful move? Because there are so many elements to the ad where I think, and I'm not even Thai, but I'm, you know, I love Thai people. I love Thailand. And so just for me watching it, I feel like, why would you change the color scheme, right? To make it look more old and archaic. Like, that's crazy to me, right? And I just feel like in 2024, we should be well past looking down on other cultures or looking down or making other people who are not like us say, right? And this is one of my biggest messages on social media. Like, everyone is equal. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone is wonderful. And I just feel like I don't want to see ads from Apple where, like, Thai people feel less than.
Cool. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Absolutely. Well, I am honored. Let me reiterate, honestly honored. I never thought in a million years CNN would honor me with an interview. Really, thank you guys so much.